the self-existing God, Jehovah Jireh, the El Shaddai, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Most High God, the Mighty God, Eternal God, Abba Father, we worship and exalt you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hello, everyone. Hallelujah. I welcome you to Wednesday, 14th December, 2022. This is Fresh Spring Daily Devotional with Olumide Salako. Today's theme is Assessing the Divine Nature. Memory verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Bible passage, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 to 10. I take verse 4. Wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Message of victory. The lost death for mankind was God's ultimate sacrifice to undo the following. 1. The continuous sacrifices of goats and sheep for atonement of sin. Imagine if the method exists today. The cost of animals and storage of flesh, the depletion of livestock and wildlife, the environmental pollution will not be palatable. 2. Who would have led us in the way, the life, and the truth to heaven? John chapter 14, verse 6. 3. The obvious risk for those priests who make the regular sacrifices by entering the holiest of all. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. 4. The poverty from those that accepted the sacrifice. Consider the cost of regular purchase of sheep in a lifetime. 3 John 2. There was no clear direction, and no one individual was able to lead perfectly to heaven. Moses and Aaron, who God called to lead Israelites to the promised land, died in the wilderness. The covenant of that old time couldn't unite God and man, hence the need for a better covenant. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6 says, but now, hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Now, God has given Jesus a much better way to serve him as the high priest. The new agreement that God made with his people is better because of Jesus. It is much better because it started with better promises for you and I. Promises are for children, not for bastards. What is a promise? It means to give grounds for expectation, especially of something good or reason to expect improvement or success. A promise is precious if the absence of it could affect the manifestation, promotion, and glory of the promisee. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, Amplified Version says, for as many as are the promises of God in Christ, they are all answered, yes. So through him we say our amen to the glory of God. There is no yes and no with God. It is only a yes. Jesus is the yes to all God's promises for our lives. Jesus says yes to all God's promises so that they become true. When we pray, we say yes, amen. because we know that Jesus has done it, because he has the authority. Romans chapter 15 verse 8. Hallelujah. These great and precious promises which become true through Jesus make us partakers of the divine nature. No unrighteousness of man will assess this divine nature that is reserved for children. Jesus said, children's bread should not be given to dogs. Mark chapter 7 verse 27. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1 says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Your filthiness and lifestyle will stop you from accessing all the great promises of God for your life. If you don't depart from sin, you may struggle through life. These promises are capable of changing you from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. Prophetic prayers and declarations. Join me this morning to give thanks and praise to our God. Glory and power to our exceeding great Father. We thank you and are grateful for your unfailing promises of mercy and favor in our lives. We are thankful in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me today. From this day, the more you focus and follow the Lord, may more doors of promises be opened to you endlessly in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree this morning, nothing will stop you from becoming a living sacrifice to God all the days of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. If there is anyone listening to me this morning and you are not saved, you have never accepted Jesus into your life, repeat this after me. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Please save my life and family from corruption of sin and translate me to the kingdom of light to enjoy the great and precious promises of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional, FSDD, is one of the best widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. You can also visit our FSDD website at www.ocmnation.onpodium.com to subscribe. We encourage you to worship with us to experience the word, worship, and winning at 12B Asheria Kofa Street off Adetola Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017 at gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number +234 8023 181857. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.